व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवानम वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतम ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रम करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपम स्वात्मा रामम मुदितवदनम दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृणन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं नृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकं अध्यात्मदीपमदिति तीर्षतां तमोन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। Maitreya Rishi is explaining about the creation from the Vyavaharika Drishti. From the standpoint of absolute reality, there is nothing called creation. Bhagavan, who happened to be the Sachidananda Swarupaha, is the only reality. For ignorant people, very same Bhagavan appears as creation, creator and the individual. And for the wise man, this triputi is not there. There is no three divisions. So everything happened to be the one and the same absolute reality. This vision of Vedanta is the absolute reality from the absolute standpoint. But for teaching purpose, Vedanta talks about the creation from the Vyavaharika Drishti, from relative standpoint, from empirical standpoint. So in the last class we saw one module of creation wherein Bhagavan created 24 cosmic principles. When we say Bhagavan created 24 cosmic principles, what does it mean? He manifested as 24 cosmic principles. Mahatattvam, Ahankaratattvam, Buddhitattvam, Manastattvam, Pancha Tanmatras, then Pancha Jnanendriyas, Pancha Karmendriyas and Pancha Mahabhutas. This was one version, one module of creation. And another module of creation is, as a Leela, he created Brahmaji. When Brahmaji got manifested from Bhagavan Vishnu's navel, he found himself as sitting on the lotus. And that lotus was having a creeper. That creeper was going somewhere else inside the jala, pralaya jala. So you have to expand your imagination. Because story means imaginations are involved. So this person, Brahmaji, was wondering, who am I? For what purpose I have been here? And what is this lotus? Where from this lotus is emerging? So with all these questions he was sitting on the lotus. And then he heard the voice, tapa, 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 do tapasya. Tapasya in the sense, here meditation. So he started meditating on the Lord, asking answer for all these questions. Then he found that Lord was lying on the Kshirabdhi milk ocean, and that too nice serpent was holding on him, Adishesha. So as an Ananta Shayana, he was relaxedly, he was lying down. And at the feet of the Lord, Mother Lakshmi was sitting and doing massage. So Brahmaji got very happy. Of course, I could see another person. Because whom to talk? There must be someone to talk. Without talking, without transacting, where is life? So he praised the Lord. He requested the Lord to teach about the reality. And of course, Bhagavan taught him, which we saw in the second chapter end. So, being taught about the absolute reality, he gained Atma Jnanam. Therefore, he was very happy. Now, he sings a wonderful hymn. It's a beautiful hymn having 25 shlokas. So, I want to share with you some of the important ideas of this stotra. Jnatosi me सुचिरान्नुदेहभाजां न ज्ञायते भगवतो गतिरित्यवद्यं नान्यत्वदस्ति भगवन्नपि तन्न शुद्धं मायागुणव्यधिकरात् यतुर्विभासि. ब्रह्माजी सेज, ओ लॉर्ड, आफ्टर लॉन्ग प्रैक्टिस ऑफ मेडिटेशन, फाइनली आई कुड see you and I could understand the reality of everything. But understanding the reality of everything is not possible for all the people, all the embodied beings. All jivas have this common deficiency of self-ignorance. Therefore, they don't have this knowledge about you. What is that knowledge? Nothing exists other than you, that is the knowledge. Other than you, nothing exists is the knowledge. The plurality which we see through our sense organs do not exist really as separate from you, as an independent one. They are only the products of Maya Shakti, who happen to be your own Maya Shakti. Because of Maya Shakti, all are appearing to be different, and Maya Shakti manifested as the world of multiplicity. Rupam yedetat avabhodha rasodayena shashvan nivritta tamasaha sadhanugrahaya ado grihitam avatara shataika bijam Yennavi Padma Bhavanad Ahamavirasam. This very form, that Ananta Shayana form, is an expression of Sachidananda Swarupa, and which doesn't have a trace of ignorance. And this form is assumed as a prime form, which is going to be the bija, that is seed for all the avatars hereafter, whatever going to happen. What are the avatars going to happen? Brahmaji is one avatara. Then whatever creation is going to happen, everything is nothing but the Bhagavan's manifestation. So for all these avatars, this particular form of yours is the original one, the source of everything. Natav param paramayad bhavata swarupam आनंदमात्रम अविकल्पम अविद्धवर्चः पश्यामि विश्वसृजम् एकम् अविश्वमात्मन् भूतेन्द्रियात्मकम् असत उपाश्रितोऽस्मि. ओ सुप्रीम बीइंग, आई फाइंड नथिंग हायर देन दिस फॉर्म ऑफ युवर्स विच इज कॉन्स्टिट्यूटेड ऑफ सच्चिदानंद प्योर एग्जिस्टेंस, absolute existence, absolute knowledge, and absolute bliss, which is changeless and which is of unobstructed brilliance. You are the one existence and the creator of all, its instrumental cause and its material cause, constituted of elements, senses, and other cosmic categories. And yet, O Lord, you are the pure consciousness in whom the world manifestation makes no change. This is Vivartavada. I told you, even if creation comes from the Lord, Bhagavan doesn't get any change. Why Brahmaji is telling all these things? Tavad bhayam dravinageha suhrun nimittam shokaspruha paribhavo vipulascha lobha tavanmameti asat avagraha artimulam yavannatengri abhayam pravrunita lokaha. Here is the purpose of his assertion that other than you, nothing exists. Brahmaji says, as long as human being does not seek your shelter, so long there is bhayam. Yatra yatra ajnanam, wherever ignorance is there, tatra tatra ahankara mamakaram. As long as the idea of multiplicity is there, the idea of individuality becomes a reality. As long as the idea of individuality is reality, so long shokaha, spruha, paribhavaha, etc. So long as man does not seek absolute shelter at your feet, he will be dominated by the sense of I and mine, the root cause of all suffering. And as a consequence, he will be subject to grief, desires, humiliation, and intense greed, as also to sorrows on account of wealth, properties, and friends. So these are all anartha parampara. One anartha leads to another anartha. Wherever you go, whether it is heaven or any loka you go, even Vaikuntha loka you go, this paribhavaha, this insult will never go. It will not end without atma jnanam. Yavat prathaktvam idamatmana indriyartha mayabalam bhagavato janayesha pashyed tavanna samsruti rasau pratisankramet vyarthapi dukkha nihaham vahati kriyartha. As long as men consider themselves as separate from you, so long your maya will afflict them. What an assertion it is. It appears as though Upanishad we are studying, Bhagavatam it is. See Bhagavatam, what Upanishadika it is, says, Dvidiyadvai bhayam bhavati, Upanishad says. There is two things in your life. In reality, you will be afflicted by bhaya. Bhagavatam says, as long as men consider themselves as separate from you, so long your maya shakti will afflict them. Ajnanam leads to dehabhimanaha. Dehabhimana leads to parichinnatvam. Parichinnatvam leads to kamaha. Kamaha leads to karma. Karma leads to karmaphalam. Karmaphalam will be in the form of punya and papa. And to exhaust that punya and papa, you have to take birth. And again dehabhimana, again parichinnatvam. So it is an endless vicious cycle. This cycle of punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam will be an endless one, producing endless dukkham. Yasyavatar gunakarma vidambanani namaniye asubhigame vivashagrunanti te naika janma shamalam sahasaiva hitva sanyanti apavrutam amrutam tamajam prapadye. What is the way out from this vicious cycle? Brahmaji says the way out is in two stages. First stage is cultivating devotion to you, accepting your existence as a separate entity. The jiva has to cultivate devotion to you, and the jiva has to find out the grandness of your glory by chanting your holy name, by remembering your avatara guna karma vidambanani, by remembering all your leelas. When even a dying man who is in distress and depression attains apavrutam amrutam, he attains immortality by getting remembrance. Such an entity, tam ajam aham prapadye. See how contradiction is. He says the sadhaka should remember your janma karma vidambanani. He should find out the relevance of your leelas in his life. Whose leela? Who doesn't have any birth at all? Where is the question of remembering a Leela of Janma, Karma and Vidambanas of an entity which doesn't have birth at all in reality? So, not having birth is absolute reality. Having special births and avatars and Leelas are relative reality. And such an entity which is appearing to be, to have both Nirguna and Sakuna, by chanting whose holy names and remembering whose attributes and activities in his various incarnation, everybody can go beyond the world of Maya. And I take refuge in that entity who in reality doesn't have any birth, at the same time who has plenty of millions of births and doing millions of Leelas. Why should people take shelter under your feet? Because you happen to be Kala Tattvam also. If Bhagavan is Kala Tattvam, nobody will be afraid. What is the meaning of Kala Tattvam? One who takes away everything. Harati Sarvam iti Harihi. So, though I am bestowed with the longest lifespan possible in an individual life, what is the lifespan of Brahmaji? Chaturyuga into 2000 years is called one day for Brahmaji. Chaturyuga means what? 43,20,000 years into 2000 is equal to one day for Brahmaji. Like that, 360 days. Like that, 100 years. Now, according to scripture, 51st year is running. Brahmaji is Parardha Kala. So, he has crossed 50 years. And 51st year is running. So like that, Brahmaji says, I am the one who is blessed with longest life, but still I am afraid. Why? Because for me also, counting is going on. Maybe in ordinary person's life, counting is very fast compared to my lifespan. Compared to human lifespan, counting of mosquito life is what? Very small. Similarly, comparing to Brahmaji's lifetime, counting of human lifetime is what? Very small. It's a fraction of time. So, there will be one day in my life also wherein I have to face you as death. Therefore, I am afraid of you. In order to gain the knowledge that I am the reality, I surrender to you. Yesha prapanna varado ramayatma shaktya यद्यत् करिष्यति गृहीत गुणावतारः तस्मिन् स्वविक्रममिदं सृजतोपि चेतो युञ्जीत कर्मशमलं च यथा विजह्याम. मे हैव कंटिन्यूअस रिमेंबरेंस ऑफ युअर रियल नेचर. व्हाई शुड आई हैव कंटिन्यूअस रिमेंबरेंस? बिकॉज आई एम गोइंग टू बी इन्वॉल्व in such a mind-boggling activity, I am going to create fields for your Leelas. Varieties of forms you are going to take in the form of creation. All aquatic creatures, dinosaurs, tigers and human beings of course, devatas, rishis. So many forms you are going to take. For all these forms, I have to provide a field to live. Such a mind-boggling duty I am going to be involved. I may be affected by kartritva buddhi, aham karta, I am doing. So naturally I will have ahankara also, such a beautiful, magnificent universe I have created like that. I may have kartritva buddhi and ahankara. That should not happen. Once ahankara comes in my life, I am gone. Naturally I will become an individual. Individual means death is certain, destruction is certain. Therefore, may have continuous remembrance of your real nature. Thus Brahmaji sang the glory of the Lord, and 25 shlokas only he sang. We have only 4 or 5 shlokas. So after singing 25 shlokas, his capacity to sing the glory of the Lord has vanished. So he was thinking what to tell about. Again, so many ideas he told, few ideas only we have seen. So he was ashamed of about his incapacity to sing the glories of the Lord adequately. So however much you sing, still it is inadequate. So seeing him stopped, Bhagavan Vishnu addresses Brahmaji, Hey Vedagarbha, ఓ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ వేద, డోంట్ బి అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ పెర్ఫార్మింగ్ యువర్ డ్యూటీ యాజ్ ఎ క్రియేటర్. ఓన్లీ థింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు కీప్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఈస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు కీప్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఫర్మ్లీ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్. సో వెన్ యూ కీప్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ విత్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఫర్మ్లీ, వెన్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ డివోషన్ టు మీ, దెన్ యూ వోంట్ బి అఫెక్టెడ్ బై కర్మఫలం. వాట్ ఎవర్ డ్యూటీ యూ మే డూ, యూ విల్ నాట్ బి అఫెక్టెడ్. యదా తు సర్వభూతేషు దారుషు అగ్నిమివ స్థితం ప్రతిక్షక్షీతమాం లోకో జహ్యాతర్హ్యేవ కష్మలం. భగవాన్ సేస్, వన్ హూ సీస్ మీ యాజ్ ది ఇన్డ్వెల్లింగ్ స్పిరిట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్, దెన్ అండ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ వన్ ఈస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ సంసార. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? నాలెడ్జ్ అబౌట్ ద oneness. There is one entity which goes through in and through all the living beings, and that entity happened to be antaryami, indwelling spirit or consciousness. Like the fire is in all wood, even though it is not visible, tangible, but still the reality is what? Fire is there in every wood, every piece of wood, whether it is wood from Africa or America or Russia or Canada, whatever may be the place, source of the wood, but still fire is inside. Similarly, in various type of living beings, if you can see me as the antaryami, then you will be free from samsara. That's what Upanishad says. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam yeko bahunam yo vidhatati kaman tamatmastam ye anupashyanti dhira tesham shantihi shashvati na itharesha. One who has seen the indwelling consciousness, the antaryami, for him alone, shanti is possible. For others, it is impossible. Na itaresha. Upanishads were very confirmed. Not for others. What is not for others? Shanti is not for others. Samsara is for others. Those who have not understood this reality. Yadarahitamatmanam bhutendriya gunashayaihi స్వరూపేన మయోపేతం పశ్యన్ స్వరాజ్యం ఋచ్ఛతి. యదా స్వరూపేన ఆత్మానం పశ్యన్ తదా స్వరాజ్యం ఇచ్ఛతి. వెన్ యూ కెన్ సీ యువర్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ రియాలిటీ, దెన్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ యువర్ స్వరాజ్య. స్వరాజ్య మీన్స్ వాట్? యువర్ ఓన్ రియల్ గ్లోరీ. వాట్ ఈజ్ యువర్ ఓన్ రియల్ గ్లోరీ? That you are a permanent entity, you are Amrita Vastu. That glory comes to you, that status comes to you, that immortality, status of being immortal is gained by you, not by traveling anywhere, not by gaining something in the external world, but by knowing your own real nature. What is your own real nature? Bhagavan says, what is the Swarupam of Atma? భూతేంద్రియ గుణాశై రహితం మయోపేతం ఆత్మానం. ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ విచ్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ ఇంద్రియాస్ అండ్ మెటీరియల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ మైండ్, ఈవెన్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, వితౌట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ అండ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్, బట్ స్టిల్ ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ అండ్ త్రూ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, బట్ స్టిల్ it is asangaha. Like space is in and through everything, but still space is not affected by those things. Similarly, when you can understand that your real nature is in and through everything, but you are not affected by anything, then only you will have your swarajya, your real pristine pure inherited glory. Aham atma atmanam dhataha preshtasan preyasamapi అతో మైరతిం కుర్యాద్ దేహాదిర్యత్కృతే ప్రియః. భగవాన్ సేస్, ఐఎమ్ ది సోల్ ఆఫ్ ది సోల్, ఐఎమ్ ది సోల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్, ఐఎమ్ ద కంటెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కంటైనర్స్. బీయింగ్ కంటెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కంటైనర్స్, లాజికలీ స్పీకింగ్ ఎవ్రీ పర్సన్ షుడ్ లవ్ మీ ఓన్లీ. వీ పర్చేజ్ సంథింగ్ and that purchased item is covered by a container. So there is a ghee, and that ghee is 1 liter ghee is in the container called bottle. So which one you will use? Towards which you will have love? Towards the container or the content? Towards the content only an intelligent person can have priya. I am the content of every container in the creation, therefore I must be the most dearest in everybody's life. What a logic, you see? If any person is intelligent one, he should feel delight in me, he should love me, instead of loving his own body and other worldly things which happen to be mere containers. So what Bhagavan wants to say is, like children, childish people, ignorant people, love the container, packet, more than the content which is inside. So therefore, kuryad, he says, ataha mayi ratim kuryad. I am the source of all their love. Because I exist in that body becomes object of the love. Because I exist in the body of husband, wife considers that body as husband. The body is not husband. She forgets the fact that, what is the fact? Body is not husband. Who is husband? I am husband, her husband. But she forgets me. She forgets me and she considers that body as husband. One moment I try to teach her by taking flight from the body. I take flight from the body. So what I say, what the my wife say, my husband has gone. Who has gone? Husband is there, body is there. Dead body is lying there only. You go and hug. She will tell, no, it is husband's body, it is not my husband. So if husband's body is not husband, wife's body also is not wife. Child's body is also not child. Then who is child? Who is husband? Who is wife? Bhagavan says, I am. But they forget. So, ataha mayi ratim kuryat. Aham atma atmanam dhata. Preshtaha. I am the most dearest one in every being's existence. But still, people forget my presence. In Upanishad, tadedat preyaha putrat, preyaha vittat, preyaha anyasmat sarvasmat. Tadedat means that reality is most lovable entity, more lovable than putrat. Putrat preyaha, vittat preyaha. You want putra for what sake? Not for putra's sake, for your sake. If you want putra, for putra's sake, you will be happy when somebody gets putra. Putra means what? Son. You want wealth for wealth's sake, you will be happy when somebody gets wealth. When somebody gets wealth, you get bharni. You want that wealth for your sake. So, everything is valid in your life as long as you exist. As long as you exist means what? As long as Bhagavan manifest in your body. So, tadetat preyaha putrat, preyaha vittat, preyaha anyasmat, sarvasmat, antarataram yadayam atma. What is the logic behind this statement? Because it is a innermost content of everybody's existence. Everything has validity when one has my presence. That's what another place Upanishad says, atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Everything is valid and loved in one's life for the sake of oneself. Then Bhagavan asks, how can humanity forget me? I am giving validity for everything. How can humanity forget me? How can humanity refuse to love me? The beauty which humanity sees, human being sees in its life is me. The people with whom it relates is me. The place where the human being is living is me. The air which it swallows is me. The water it drinks is me. The food which it takes is me. Every moment of his life is connected with my presence, but still I am forgotten. So imagine a dog enters the room wherein glasses are fixed. As even dog enters, what will happen? If 100 glasses are fixed, means 100 dogs will enter. So dog will have dog buddhi. Instead of smiling, it will bark. Instead of smiling, first smile, hello, like that if you have told. How nice. All 100 will tell, hello. So dog has dog buddhi. Like human being has human buddhi, dog has dog buddhi. Human being has human buddhi, buddhi means okay. Human being also has dog buddhi one. So instead of smiling at me, it has raga, dvesha. So it says, this is mine, this is not mine. I like it, I don't like it. So finally, what happens? You all know that story. It barks and barks and barks and dashes with that image. If it knows that everything is my own image, before knowing, at least if it knows how to smile, one type of benefit. Another type of benefit is from deeper knowledge that everything my own reflection. So how beautiful I am. So I can turn my tails and see and kiss the tail. You can see that. Generally, dogs kisses their tail, you know. Whenever they get something, have you observed? Dog kisses its tail, you observe. Whenever they get something grand in their life, suppose one food packet is thrown, they will fight. After fighting, one fellow wins, na? It will kiss its tail. That means what? Achievement. Like patting oneself. So if dog knows that all are my reflections, so its life will be what? A life of joy and happiness. So Shastra or Bhagavan says, one should know that everything is your own reflection. How can humanity forget me, who happened to be his own self? If I am away, okay, you are not able to see me, therefore you are forgetting me. Away the sight, away from the sight, away from the mind. A person, if he is away from your sight, he will be away from your mind. That is okay. But I cannot be away from you. So how can humanity forget me? Still, if humanity forgets me, what is the calamity? What is the calamity? Upanishad says, Brahmatam paradad yo anyatra atmanaha brahma veda. Kshatram tam paradad yo anyatra atmanaha kshatram veda. Lokastam paraduhu yo anyatra atmanaha lokan veda. Devastam paraduhu yo anyatra atmanaha devan veda. Vedaha tam paraduhu yo anyatra atmanaha vedan veda. Sarvam tam paradad yo anyatra atmanaha sarvam veda. Paradad means what? Reject. It will humiliate. It will reject. Anything you consider in your life different from your real nature, then it will reject. If you consider one group of a human being as Brahmana or someone different from yourself, then that Brahmana community will reject you. If you think Devatas are different from you, they will reject you. In that list, Veda also comes. That means what? Even the manifestation of Veda is from Bhagavan only. If you are Bhagavan, manifestation of Veda will be what? From you only. So, how can you refuse me? That is the question. That is a question of Vedanta also. How can humanity forget the reality? How can humanity can refuse to love the reality? How can you miss the most obvious entity in your life? Idam Brahma, idam Kshatram, ime loka, ime deva, imani bhutani, idagam sarvam yadayam atma. If possible, you by heart this. Idam Brahma, idam Kshatram, ime loka, ime deva, imani bhutani, idagam sarvam yadayam atma. Idagam sarvam yadayam atma. Whatever is here is atma. Atma means what? You should not tell consciousness. Atma means aham, I am. Idagam sarvam. If you tell idagam sarvam Bhagavan, you are a devotee. If you tell idagam sarvam atma, you are having an idea that there is something called atma different from you. If you say idagam sarvam aham, you are a jnani. It is not merely telling idagam sarvam japa. ಒಂದು ಮಾಲ ಇಟ್ಕೊಂಡು ಇದೆ ಹುಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಎದೆಯ ಮಾ ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ವೈಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯು ವೆನ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಅಸರ್ಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ವೆನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಲ್ಯಾಪ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಇದಗುಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಎದೆಯಂ ಆತ್ಮ ವೆನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಸ್ಲ್ಯಾಪ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸೇ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇದಗುಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಎದೆಯಂ ಆತ್ಮ ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಫೆಲೋ ಮೇ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸ್ಕೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಎ ಸ್ಮೈಲ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವರ್ತ್ ಟು ಅಟೆಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸತ್ಸಂಗ ವೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಲವಬಲ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ನಿಯರ್ ಟು ಯು ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಮಿಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ದಿಸ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಈವನ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಲೋಸೆಸ್ಟ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಫೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ದಟ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಫೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಸರ್ವರ್ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಡಾಟರ್ಸ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಫೋನ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಈವನ್ ದಿ ಡಾಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಯು ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡಾಟರ್ಸ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಫೋನ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಕನೆಕ್ಟ್ ಡಾಟರ್ಸ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಫೋನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಸರ್ವರ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸೇಸ್ ಹೌ ನೈಸ್ ನಾ ದಿಸ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಫಿಕ್ ವೆರಿ ರಿಸ್ ಲಾಜಿಕಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಸಮ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಕನೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಬ್ವಿಯಸ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಜನರಲಿ ವಿ ನೆವರ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿ ಸರ್ವರ್ ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡರ್ ಡು ವಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಡು ವಿ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ದಿ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡರ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಕೋಲ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ನೈಸ್ ವೇ ಯು ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಸಿಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಮೇರಿಕಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿಲೋಮೀಟರ್ಸ್ ದ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ನೆವರ್ ಸೇ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡರ್ ಹಿ ಕುಡ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ದಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಡಾಟರ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಡ್ಯೂ ಸೇ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಕಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಡೈಲಾಗ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡಾಟರ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಕಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಯು ಸ್ಕೋಲ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ದ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಈಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗ್ರಾಂಟೆಡ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸೇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವ್ ದಟ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗ್ರಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗ್ರಾಂಟೆಡ್ ದ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಗ್ರೋ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಗ್ರೋ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗ್ರಾಂಟೆಡ್ ದಿ ರೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪುಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗ್ರಾಂಟೆಡ್ ದ ಏರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ ಶುಡ್ ಕಮ್ ಔಟ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಔಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಯು ಟು ಸಮ್ವೇರ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗ್ರಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೊ ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ರೆಲೆವೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗ್ರಾಂಟೆಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಿಷನ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಸನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಸನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿ ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಚುಯೇಷನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಹಿ ಸ್ಯಾಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸಂಗ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ನ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಕಾಮನ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಮಲ್ಟಿಪ್ಲಿಸಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಮಲ್ಟಿಪ್ಲಿಸಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಗುಣ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮಾಯಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸೊ ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ವಿತ್ ಯು ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿ ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಡ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಚುಯೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಸನ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಮಚ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಯು ಮೇ ಯು ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಪರ್ ಬಾ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಾಂತಿಕ್ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಯು ಸಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಶ್ಯೂರ್ ದಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿಸೀವ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಆಫ್ ವೇನ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಸೊ ಮೇಕ್ ಶ್ಯೂರ್ ವೆದರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರಜನಿ ಗಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಡಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ವೇದಾಂತಿಕ್ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ the Semitic religion Srishti. There also Bhagavan creates someone, human being, and he orders you should not eat this fruit. There is parallel entity called Satan, comes and tempts. So this fellow, generally human being, is for temptation. He goes for that. Then Bhagavan gets what? Irritation and anger. So he condemns. There Srishti starts with condemnation. Here Srishti starts with teaching and blessing. That is the difference. And we will see how, what is the significance of this theology, which forms the culture in the society. Because of this basic theology, Western culture is has gone in one direction and Vedic culture has come in another direction. So Bhagavan says, perform your duty for the good of the world, for the good of the jivas, and spread this knowledge to the entire creation so that they also can find me as the only reality in their life. So with this blessing, Bhagavan Vishnu disappeared. Then Vidura was sitting, hearing all this story from Maitreya Rishi. Then Vidura told, what happened next? Vidurji asked again, what happened next? Then Maitreya Rishi says, what should happen has happened. After the disappearance of Bhagavan Vishnu, as per the wish of the Lord, Brahmaji began creating jivas, varieties of living beings. How he created, from which material cause he has created, from which material cause he has created, the material cause is his own wish. How can you create something by your wish? Care of your dream world. Entire dream world is what? Creation of your wish. Manasa Srishti, they call it. Similarly, Brahmaji sat in meditation and with all happy mood, he started, let the people with grand maturity come out. Let the jivas who are very, very matured can come out. Like that he thought, four people came. They are called Sanakadi Rishis. Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Sanat Kumara. So to them, Brahmaji taught this, gave this knowledge. First is what? This purse, packet money should be given. Security should be given. What is the security according to Vedanta? This knowledge is a security for that any individual. So to make sure that they should survive, what you have to give? This knowledge should be given. So Brahmaji taught this knowledge to them. Then he asked them to engage in their duties. They asked, what is our duty? Then he told, you have to serve your father. That is your prime duty. In what way we can serve? He told, get married and serve. But they refused. All of them were sattva-guna pradanaha. They are full of sattva-guna, spiritual inclinations. And of course, they are with lot of spiritual knowledge. So they refused to go for grihastha ashrama. Kim prajaya karishyamaha yesham no ayam atma ayam lokaha. Brihadaranya Upanishad talks about this. So it seems they told, what is the use of going for progeny and other thing when we have come to know ayam atma yesham lokaha? When we come to know that entire creation is our own reflection. So they did not obey their father, walked out. Disobedience started first there. Walked out in search of the Lord to spend their lifetime in spiritual disciplines. They walked out. So in our Vedic culture, creation begins with renunciation. In Semitic culture, in Semitic theology, creation begins with sinning. In both theology, both are mythology. You can take it as story, that's all. Both are mythology, both are story. You see, in Vedic culture, disobedience was taken as grand thing because the disobedience was for the sake of spiritual pursuit. if their disobedience is for the sake of renunciation, if it is for the sake of spiritual pursuit, it is glorified. Brahmaji could have given curse, na? He did not open his mouth. Even though he got irritated, he did not curse them. He did not brand them as sinners. In Semitic theology, you see, disobedience there also, but the disobedience is for the sake of what? Bhoga, eating of fruit. If disobedience is for the sake of bhoga, then what happens? Naturally, it becomes a sin. So here, the culture, Vedic culture starts with renunciation, their Semitic culture starts with sinning. And in Vedic culture, Brahmaji did not stop them, nor cursed them, accepted their disobedience. Okay? Accepted their disobedience, even though it created some discomfort for him. But in Semitic theology, the creator got angry and punished that individual Adam for his disobedience. And not only punishment is not only for Adam, for entire progeny of Adam, this punishment continues. Such a big sin it is. I am not able to understand what sin he has done. See how the Bhagavan might not have certainly meant all these things. These are all wrong understanding of the people. So how can a person's one misbehavior, it is not at all misbehavior as far as we are concerned, even if it is taken as misbehavior, disobedience, still how can it affect other people also? So theology starts there condemning humanity. Vedic theology starts inspiring humanity to go for renunciation. Semitic theology starts condemning humanity as sinners, original sin. It is called original sin. Once you condemn the entire humanity as original sinners, then naturally you should have a savior. Understand? Here in Vedic theology, the pursuit is for what? Knowledge. So when the pursuit is knowledge, solution will be what? A teacher, not savior. Here the pursuit is what? To get away from the sin. Therefore, the solution will be in the form of savior. See the difference? In Vedic theology, disobedience was accepted and disobedience was for the sake of spiritual pursuit. In Semitic theology, disobedience was condemned and disobedience was for the sake of sense pleasures. That is the reason till date Vedic culture holds renunciation as the highest pursuit. And Western culture holds that material welfare is the highest pursuit. So Vedic culture holds self-knowledge as moksha, freedom from all suffering, whereas Western culture holds being comfortable in heaven, even in theology, you see. Comfort is required not only in this existence, in the world, even when they imagine that there is another existence somewhere else, there also what type of existence they wanted? Comfortable. So, heaven was meant as moksha. In our theology, Vedic theology, heaven is what? Local tourist place. And if you are little bit informed, you will say, even if I am given free of cost, I don't want heaven. If you want to have a glimpse of heaven, you can have it in your house itself. Lock yourself in your room, have 100 channels, and of course, preferably music channels. That is, music channels, you want the dance channels. Dance channel, no story, nothing. Dance channel, dance and music should be there. And you should lock yourself. You should not eat, because eating is not allowed in heaven. And you should not have any drink. Water also you should not drink. So, because that also, drinking and eating is not allowed there. So, what is allowed? You can see the dance, hear the music. Varieties of people will come and dance and go. And he will be always sitting. How many dance you will see? How many dance you will see? How many days you will see? Suppose you find that some particular dancer or singer is grand in his dancing capacity or singing capacity, there will be a natural desire that I should talk, at least I should get some autograph or some handshaking like that, na? Not allowed. You cannot go and talk to them, you cannot relate with them. They will come and dance and go away. So this is the glimpse of heaven in the scriptures. Do you want? Will you go for it? So, even if it is given freely, intelligent person will say, Papa, nam saki, already all local fellows are dancing, na? When I am bored, when I am not interested in seeing the local TV, where is the question now? Seeing all these things. So, Vedic culture holds self-knowledge as the ultimate goal of human life, as the solution for human suffering. Western culture holds either comfortable living or going to a comfortable place called heaven as the solution for human suffering. So, human psychology developed through their respective religious theology. Theology plays a major role. Coming to our story, Brahmaji got irritated by disobedience of Sanakadi rishis. So, because of this agitated mood, even though he did not condemn them, he did not scold them, he did not obstruct them, still disobedience created manageable way, he managed. Disobedience created irritation, so he managed. In that irritated mood, when he thought of next creation, that is next level of creation, Ekadasha Rudras and Bhutaganas have come. God, if the mind is angry mind, irritated mind, what will be there? Bhutaganas, Rakshasas and Bhutaganas. So they have come, they started doing atrocity. So you can see that in marriage function or any places, some children, they cannot keep quiet. They enter the hall, then they will put the chair this way, that way, and they will put the hand somewhere else, they cannot keep quiet. So these children, newborn children also, they found nobody is there, one old man is sitting with a forehead, and these children thought, oh, okay, this is our place, oh, very few free place, like that. They started creating havoc. Then he ordered all of them, go and sit in meditation. Same thing now also mothers also say, na? Keep quiet, sit silently, keep quiet, like that. Similarly, Brahmaji also told, go and sit in meditation like that. Then Brahmaji, by the time regained his composure and created rishis. Nava Prajapatis they are called. 9 rishis along with Narada rishi, total 10 rishis were created. Marichi, Atri, Angiras, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrugu, Vashishta, Daksha, and finally Narada Rishi. So first 9 rishis were asked to be householders. And last rishi, Narada Rishi, was ordered by Bhagavan Vishnu himself to be a celibate, a sannyasi. Why? Because in the previous cycle, we have gone through this story. In the previous cycle, Narada Rishi had only one desire, that he should live with the Lord. So therefore, in this cycle, when the same Jiva has come, Narada, as Narada Rishi, so Bhagavan gave darshan to him, Imam Veenam Swarabrahma Vibhushita. So he gave a beautiful Veena. Veena, you know? A musical instrument. Just by playing, you will get the Omkara Nada. Swarabrahma Vibhushitam. Lord's name will come. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. So then he presented that. Then he asked Naraji, according to your wish in the previous cycle, now you are given this opportunity, spread the glory of the Lord. So all the other 9 children were called Nava Prajapatis. Then Brahmaji thought, if this type of imagination and Manasa Srishti is going on, what will happen? Because all are matured people are coming. He is matured. So all the production also are matured people are coming. So Prajani will not go forward. What to do? Suddenly an idea came. There must be some lacking in individual's life. Then only he will go for fulfillment of that lacking. So what he did, he manifested himself as woman and man. Half portion became woman, half portion became man. One noun is half, another noun is another half. Okay. So then naturally, attraction between opposite gender. So that first progeny is in the form of a mechanism by which the progeny will take care of by itself. So he wanted to have a mechanism. What is the mechanism? Creation of male and female. First male was called Manuhu, Swayambhuva Manuhu. So all the human being are Manoho Putraha Manavaha. Children of Manu are called Manavaha, man. In English also, man. Manoho Putraha Man. So the male was Manu and the female was Shatarupa. Till date, this mechanism of attraction between opposite gender works successfully, and nobody need to teach, no species need to be taught. Whether it is human species or any species, there is an attraction between opposite gender. If you have any doubt, go and see that Animal Planet, something is there, National Geography, Animal Planet. How much you fight? If they get that idea of going for progeny, they have to establish their strength. And they have to fight all the competitors. And they have to win all the competitors, then only they can go for this progeny. So, Brahmaji was successful. In successful what? In creating Apurnatvam. How can he create Apurnatvam? Because in the previous cycle, that fellow was Apurnaha. So, he has this type of desires. So, therefore, he was given opportunity to fulfill those desires. But what happened? Purnam plus Apurnam will lead to Purnatvam or Apurnatvam? Will lead to Apurnatvam only. So, Swayambhuva Manu and Shatarupa gave birth to two sons, Priyavrataha, Uttanapadaha, and three daughters, Akuti, Devahuti, Prasuti. These names you have to remember. At least these five names you have to remember. Because each name is going to have one story, one chapter, you can say. Now, Swayambhuva Manu asked Brahmaji, what is our duty? Everybody asks, what is our duty? What is our right? Nobody asks. In our culture, it's a duty-based society. So, what is our duty? What should we do? Then Brahmaji told, I am going to give you entire Vedic knowledge, including Karma Kanda, entire Vedic knowledge I am going to impart to you. And you do progeny and impart this Vedic knowledge. Create an atmosphere wherein humanity can work out its own karma phala. So, to perform duty, you must have a place, and these things are happening in Brahmaloka. So, human being cannot live in Brahmaloka. So, Manu asked, where is our place? Please show a place for us. Then suddenly, you have to imagine, Brahmaji is sitting in space, okay? And there are varieties of stars and other things. It is possible now, you can imagine. One star, on the one particular star he was sitting. And one star is going this side, that side, and so many galaxies and other things are. Then he wanted to give one place to humanity, namely Earth. And he said, Earth is disappeared. Hey, where you got where? Hey, because he has pointed out one place for human being, one place for Janaloka, Satyaloka, Tapoloka, Rishi Loka, like that. Atala Vitala Sutala, Patala, Talatala, Rasatala, like that. Suddenly this earth is missing. Then where it has gone? Then he found that earth has gone down up to the Rasatala. In the Pralayajala, up to Rasatala it has gone. Then he found, nice story. Then he prayed to the Lord, oh Lord, every planet should be in its own, what they call it? Orbit. Every planet should be in its own orbit. What is this? Who has taken? Who has pulled it like that? He was thinking and he prayed to the Lord. Then Bhagavan helped in the form of Varaha Avatara. So he took the form of a pig, huge pig, and he went to the Rasatala and he brought back the Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, and restored the Karma Bhumi. So, even though it appears to be a story, there is a teaching behind this. This Varaha Avatara is symbol of Yajnaha. Yajnaha means what? yaga, worship. So in yajna, two parts are there. One is dharma, action. Another is satya, assurance. Why a person goes for yaga, yajna? There is an assurance. If you do this particular action, you will get benefit. If that assurance happened to be a lie, will anybody do action? So that assurance must be a truth, satyam. Then the satyam is there. If a person does this, performs this action, he will get this particular result. This rule, the satyam is there. If nobody performs, if nobody is there to perform that action, then also there is no possibility of yaga or yajna. So yajna means two components. One is satyam, another is dharma. So Bhagavan is Varaha Avatara. What does it mean? Satya and dharma is holding this jagat. Imagine what else can hold the jagat. If there are people who don't perform proper action, if there are people who tell lies all over the creation, if there is no proper actions at all, if there is no truth at all in the creation, where is the possibility of existence of creation? Understood? So satyam and dharma sustains the creation. That is the meaning we get in the Varaha Avatara story. That's why Veda says, Satyenokta vidha bhuvihi. Entire creation is sustained by and nourished by yajna. Yajna means what? Proper action with truthful assurance. When yajna becomes weaker, Bhagavan says, Yada yada hi dharmasya granir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam. I manifest in a special form in order to re-establish the dharma. In this case, manifestation of a pig form is enough, because why he took pig form? Because he has to go underground, down. Asatala, it has gone. So he has to dive deep and he has to bring back that earth. So he needs certain carrier. What is that carrier? The tusk. So one tusk is satya, another tusk is dharma. So still he was holding that jagat on his tusk, like that it is. Mythology goes. So Manu occupied this karma bhumi and started performing his duties. Maitreya Rishi concludes this story. Maitreya Rishi concludes this story with a beautiful assertion. Tasmin prasanne sakalashisham prabho kim durlabham tabiralam lavatma bhavihi ananya drishtya bhajatam guhashaya svayam vidhatte swagatim parahparam. Maitreya Rishi says, what is not attainable by humanity, if he is going to be a man of dharma and satya, what is not attainable, if the Lord is pleased by the humanity, by performing satya and dharma, what is not attainable, if the master of all gifts, all boons is pleased with? But intelligent people, they don't stop with pleasing the Lord for the sake of small material gains. They don't care for all these worldly achievements and boons, which happen to be very insignificant one. From which standpoint it is going to be insignificant? From the standpoint of the self-knowledge, these things happen to be an insignificant one. What is impossible for human being, if the Lord is pleased with. To those who worship the Lord with intense devotion, the Lord reveals his real nature, and there is no other blessing other than this revelation. There is no other blessing other than this self-knowledge. Then the story of Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu comes. Bhagavan, Varaha Avatara has happened. So naturally, one villain has to come. Hero has come means what? Villain also has to come. So incarnation of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu will be told in the story. Next story. We will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadevaram Yam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokar Navashochanam Drunam Yeduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jivanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.